There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Talk Radio Countdown Show to once again bring in our fave, Michael Harrison, who is the contributor that brings credibility to all of this conversation about what's going on in the news talk world, because he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. And in there, you also would find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, all sorts of elaborate things going on every week. There's actually every day you can get new information about your favorite hosts and programs and that sort of thing. So we take the information that Michael culls by understanding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio to come up with our list of the top 10 topics of the week and the people that have been most discussed. So there are some disgusting people that have been discussed. Yeah, I know you were. I'm psychic. I got that. All right, so let's start, though. What's that?
Don't mean to interrupt your introduction of me, but certain words can be, you know, interpreted different ways, like disgust. Sounds like disgust.
Yes.
And re-signed, you know, in our trade publication, Talkers, if somebody signs a contract again,
yep.
It says, you know, Joe Blow re-signs. And it's spelled the same almost as resign.
Resign, yeah. Right. So you've re-signed or you've resigned.
Right. And they're both exactly the opposite.
They are, yeah. The English language is fascinating. And we have all kinds of things, the homonyms, the synonyms, the antonyms, words that sound alike mean something different, words that are spelled alike, but they have something completely different. LEAD is a good lead. Or lead.
Yes.
Both spelled the same way? Two different...
In journalism, the word lead is spelled L-E-D-E.
And who is that?
It's not meant to be L-E-A-D, as in the lead. It goes back. So when they say you bury the lead, or what is your lead,
mm-hmm.
It really is L-E-D-E, but it's so misused and so... The mistake has been made so many times that in the last couple of years, the rules of English are changing, and now it's okay to call it the lead, as in L-E-A-D, the lead of the story, as opposed to the L-E-D-E. This is something that has bedeviled journalists for years. There are all kinds of rules in English that are organic and slowly change over the years. With what's happening now with the Internet and with so many changes in how people text and write and abbreviations, it seems that the organic nature of English is speeding up in terms of how quickly things are changing and rules are being broken. It's a very difficult time to be an English teacher.
It is. Well, it was when I was teaching English, and it's more so now. I remember trying to figure out the etymology of words, and we had phonics that was a part of it, trying to understand a lot of things that, in frank terms, not a lot of this stuff is taught anymore, and thus we have a bastardization of the English language, and people who are using, and that plus using these tools like email and Twitter and Facebook, which calls for you to abbreviate everything and not have to be worried about punctuation or capitalization. You know, all that stuff has eaten away at what really speaks to good English.
Have you found yourself oftentimes someone will send you an email and they use the the letters and you don't know what it means?
I find that to be the case. I also find myself often doing something that I'm sure is annoying to people, and that's correcting their English on the air. People who are my co-hosts, I do it all the time. I do it when people call up. I say to them, do you really mean that, or do you mean this?
Right, right. Yeah, when the meaning is not but doesn't get through. Otherwise, you come across as a scold, or worse, you come across as old-fashioned.
Right.
Like, for example, I'm looking at the list right now, and I'm on the road, so, you know, you do give the listeners, you give me more credit for putting this survey together than I deserve when you say things like Michael Harrison calls this. We have a staff of people that do this, and I, of course, am the final word, but when I'm on the road, sometimes I see it for the first time because we have good editors. Mm-hmm. For example, there's a story of a rap mogul who is charged with murder, And I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Is it
Shug? Shug. I had a hard time learning how to pronounce it this week. I was trying to put sugar or Shug, but it was sugar.
Shug.
It's Shug. Just Shug Knight, yes.
Yeah. All right. Little things like that. And I think being a talk show host today, you've got to really be up on this stuff.
You do.
Because, and I believe in honesty. Like I just said to you, I don't know how to pronounce that. I haven't followed that story, and maybe I should be. But I don't think any one person could follow all stories. And you could really get yourself in trouble looking like a phony or a hypocrite or like you're trying to fake it. I think honesty is the best policy in terms of, I think I don't know is a great answer.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to fake it. And we have an interesting story this week that strikes at the heart of that. So let me run through them real quickly, everything.
Yes.
At number 10, we have the National Basketball Association, the National Hockey League action, NBA, NHL. Those are core letters. Those are letters, rather, people know. And now they get their attention because football is fading into the, it's receding into the season is over. And these two sports have a magic time between the end of football and the start of baseball. And, you know, the big four sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey that dominate conversation in the media. And for this little window between the Super Bowl and the kickoff of spring training, these two sports are the only game in town, so to speak. So they're up there. At number nine, we have Shug Knight's trial. He's charged. And the Bobby Brown coma case, and this is B-O-B-B-I. The Patriots win Super Bowl 49 and all the hoopla that surrounds that is at number eight. At number seven, this is a story I referred to before, Brian Williams, the news anchor, and his copter attack story. Seems that he was revealed to be telling a story that wasn't totally true. And all kinds of psychology comes into that. Did he start to believe it was true? Do we all have tales from our past that we start off as an exaggeration, and then we start telling it so much that we actually start to believe it's true, and then it comes out later if you become famous that you are lying? This is a fascinating story. At number six, we have the GOP Obamacare replacement plan tied with the Carter Defense Secretary testimony. We have the three-patient baby issue at number five, the Obama tax hike proposal at four, all kinds of jockeying for positioning in the 2016 presidential race at number three. At number two, the anti-vaccine controversy. And at number one, ISIS brutality tied with Jordan vows retaliation. That's the big story that everybody's talking about this week. On our survey of people, at number 10, Bobby, Christina Brown, Shug Knight at 9, Tom Brady and Pete Carroll, just a couple of names really being talked about in the wake of a very interesting Super Bowl, probably the most interesting one in years. Number 8, Brian Williams at 7, John Boehner and Ashton Carter at 6, Hillary at 5, Jeb at 4, Scott Walker at 3, Chris Christie and Rand Paul at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. It's kind of a hodgepodge this week. Hard to say where one category ends and another one begins, but that's about the best we can do in terms of a snapshot of this past week on News Talk Radio.
I think it's a wonderful. There are so many things in here. We'll get to Brian Williams in just a matter of moments. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on The Countdown. This hour is devoted to an overview of the items that Talkers says are the big talk topics of the week, where sometimes Michael and I take, we do what good talk radio hosts, and I say that lovingly because I think we're both good talk radio hosts, frankly. And if you don't think you're good, how's anybody else going to think that you're good? The essence of it is we have the experience, sort of know how to listen. And one of the things Michael likes to do is extol the value and virtue of taking a story and then going in three or four different directions, which is the beauty of a good host being able to take stuff and not just give the company line or whatever, some talking points from some organization. No, come up with your own ideas, your own angle on these things. And certainly there are any number of ways to go with the Brian Williams story, including looking at oneself, it seems to me here, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I stopped and said, how many of these are in my own life?
Yes.
You know, because we all like to embellish our histories and our stories because we don't want to be boring. And sometimes you can get into a psychological trap of starting to believe your own hype. And, this is something that I think would be very cool to talk with, say, someone like Dr. Joy Brown about.
You know, you and I are psychic. I'm sitting here looking at Talkers Magazine, and just as you said that, her ad came up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, she's the one to be talking about this.
Absolutely. And yet most people will not be covering the psychology aspect. They're going to cover it, well, okay, he's a liar. Another scandal, another big name being brought down to earth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that simple. Well, it is that on one level, but there's so many interesting aspects to stories like this. And you said something very, very important. Before we judge others, we should judge ourselves.
Yeah.
Because hypocrisy runs rampant through discussion in our society, in the marketplace of ideas.
Yep, it sure does. All right, so the Brian Williams thing deserves our attention. I also want to talk about some of the other people. There is a part of the Suge Knight story that's worth some time. Mm-hmm. Plus this fellow who's up for defense secretary. Interesting story there. And then how do people on the air handle the three-parent baby issue. Man, there's a good one. A lot of great stuff. The variety is king here this week again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call GunsAndy.com at 844-2GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen for this week. As usual, we're going through all the hits on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, the things that were big for the week of February 2nd to the 6th, 2015. We are on to number 7, which is the Brian Williams story, whatever helicopter he was in. This has been talked about, and he's continued to tell the story, which isn't really true. Is it? I mean, do you want to really focus on him? See, I don't know that gets anything. The only thing that I find interesting, really, about this is that Tom Brokaw says he should be fired. That is worth a moment of our time. His, what he did and why he did it, you know, one of the things that it seems to me that people ought to remember, these are human beings. I'm not making excuses for this guy. But all too often, we turn things around. We look at these people, whether it's Williams or whether it's Shug or whether it's the president or whoever it is, and we forget they put on their pants one leg at a time. They have to go sit on the toilet every day like everybody else. They are no different. You and I, they, anybody else, we have the same genetic material as the Genome Project proved to us. So why is it that people who have some notoriety or have some money think they're different and sometimes better than the average person? We all fall into, and this is the universality of this, Michael. We, when it boils down to it, we all make the same mistakes, or some, you know, many of the same kinds of mistakes, but we all make mistakes.
That's why, and you're striking at the very heart of this. You're striking at the absolute heart of this with what you just said. And that's why I said earlier that hypocrisy plays a role in almost all of this discussion. You know, righteous indignation. Oh, that's terrible. And quite often, people hate the thing that they do the most. In other
right.
words, like there is a psychological syndrome that a case could be made that the most loud and demonstrative homophobes are, in fact, homosexuals.
Exactly.
So.
Those things about others that you dislike the most are the things that you dislike about you.
Exactly.
That's the mirroring impact of this psychologically.
Mm-hmm. And I frankly think, you know, you talk about Dr. Joy Brown, you talk, I think that the psychology show on radio has a whole realm of potential that it never went into in the past.
Yeah.
And I've talked to
she's
Joy Brown.
She's the only one, in my book, she's the only one that was never any good anyway.
Yeah,
she's
well,
a real
because
one.
The old idea of, you know, doctor, whatever, my husband's cheating on me, and blah, blah, blah. that's almost passe at this point because of reality TV and Twitter and all that. Yeah. But the psychological aspects of the human condition as it relates to news, as it relates to current events, is extremely interesting and, for the most part, unexplored.
Well, the people who are on the air that don't take this seriously and take that approach are doing the same thing with this as there are, as the latest report on what the Republicans are doing to Obama. I mean, it becomes fish wrap.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you can learn a lot. And is that why people are listening? Is that what makes it entertaining? Is that what makes these discussions important? What you take away from the discussion?
Well, yeah, and it's also why there's such interest in such things that we consider frivolous as sports and reality shows.
Yeah.
Because sometimes sports and reality shows depict the human condition more accurately than these highfalutin news and talk shows.
Well, there's so much. You and I have talked about this before. I started listening to some of the sports talk radio programs because I find them entertaining. What gets lost, though, after you just said something that was pretty on point, because we're after football, before baseball, the NBA and the NHL are the only things going on. And I heard a couple of guys when I was sitting at the airport doing a program that were stretching, working hard. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that all these television shows and the radio shows do as much, you know, examination of the individual players. And, you know, where do you go at this point? I think that's part of an overall discussion here as well. Okay, so we're going to continue with the Brian Williams and other personal stories, personality stories, if you will, on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits of talk radio, talk topics galore. I've noticed the last couple of weeks, and I don't think it's gone unnoticed by the audience, that we're getting away from just the political stuff, which seems to have been the heart and soul of this list and of what was going on a lot of news talk radio programs and stations heretofore. A lot of spreading out, if you will, what happens in a non-political conversation, and we're getting at it. We're here talking about the Brian Williams thing because it is such a great human nature conversation, and you can bring it around to you. Not that Brian Williams, I'm not saying Brian Williams affects you, but what he did, if we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're all going to find this has happened in our lives or it's happened to us from somebody. But I'm betting everybody likes to color stories because they want to feel more important. You're telling your girlfriend a story and you add a few sentences that really aren't true, but they make you feel bigger or tougher or whatever, more important.
They also make the story more interesting.
Yeah.
They make, I mean, do you think George Washington chopped down a cherry tree? I mean.
Yes, I do. He didn't?
And did Albert Einstein really say that insanity is trying the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
Yeah,
did he really say that?
Yeah, he
did. I don't know.
I mean, there
are so many things in history that are attributed to people that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
That it's crazy, but let me throw a different angle at you. Brian Williams is a very nice man. He's extremely telegenic.
Yep.
I sat next to him at a dinner honoring our colleague, one of our colleagues recently, and for a second I'm blanking on
Barry Farber.
That
was Barry Farber. Somebody else, a talk person. Okay, anyway.
Well, I was talking.
You know, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. This proves the point. Michael Harrison has a brilliant mind, and Michael Harrison can't remember a part of the story. We all go there. We all do that. The only person who is not going to do this is Mary Lou Henner. Otherwise, everybody else forgets. I find myself forgetting. Am I right? This is bad. I find myself forgetting stuff all the time. I forget what I said yesterday and get in trouble for it sometimes when I'm around people that are interested in detail, and sometimes it lacks.
Ironically, the name of the person who I drew a blank on is one of my best friends.
Really?
The name is Jim Bohannon.
Jimbo! Yes!
Well, all of a sudden you just draw a blank, and it's not because I'm getting old. I used to be afraid of drawing blanks when I went into tests when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
Drawing a blank, you know, when you get older, you say,
we worry. We start worrying about it if we can't remember. I find myself every day on the air. For example, let me just bump up a little bit here for just a second. Let me go back to Brian Williams. The Suge Knight story. Do you remember Terry Carter? When I mention his name, does that ring a bell with you?
It rings a bell, but
all right. The reason that I bring it up, for two reasons. One, he was one of the people that Suge Knight ran over and then ran over again. Mm-hmm. Terry Carter was a very important actor in lots of television shows in the 70s and the 80s. If you go to IMDb, you look at his picture, you'll say, wow, he was the guy that Suge Knight ran over? You'll look him up, Terry Carter. You'll see this is a face that everybody will recognize because he was on the sheriff. And now here I am. I'm forgetting. I want to say McClintock, but it wasn't McClintock. The Dennis Weaver was the star of a television show. He was the sheriff.
I remember that one.
Remember that one? Well,
yeah.
Terry Carter was his deputy sheriff.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the guy. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was the guy. He was trying. He was acting in. He was in something in the building, and he happened to know Suge Knight, and he saw what was going on. So he tried to. There was a big to-do, and he tried to break up the argument. And so he got into what's-his-face's truck to try to calm him down. And then the other guy came out and started chasing after him in the truck. So Knight got out to try to calm him down. In the meantime, the two of them are standing behind the truck, and this Suge Knight backs up, knocks them both over, and then runs over both of them again. So he's killing a friend of his. This Terry Carter is a friend of his, the actor, and the other guy they didn't like kills them both.
Oh.
That's what happened. Anyway, but the reason I tell you the story is because a lot of people don't remember when I say Terry Carter. Nobody remembers that name. You look at his face, immediately you recognize him. So
we deal with so many pieces of information that our brain processes both in the foreground and in the periphery that we don't really understand how we think and how the human mind works. And it's amazing that we're able to make sense of it all as it is. And now in this new era, everything is sped up, and there's even more data and information processing through our minds.
Yep.
It's not surprising that here in a moment I'm talking on the air. We're doing a show, and I would blank on the name of somebody that I know very well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, he is one of our great friends in this business. But you've just kind of.
And it's very easy to trigger that kind of a computer glitch in your friend's brain by saying to somebody, I forgot the name of this, what is it? And then have you noticed that that's like a sneeze or it's like a yawn? It's infectious?
Yeah.
You could put the suggestion into somebody else to forget a name too?
Yeah.
And then the two of you are sitting there going, what is the name of that? You know, and you have to wait until the brain suddenly reboots. And
they call it a brain blank. It's a word that begins with an F and ends with a T.
But let me throw one thing out at you about Brian Williams.
Yeah,
I'm sitting next to him at this Jim Bohannon dinner. We're talking, and I'm saying to myself, "My God, he's just a frail, you know, modest man. He's not this larger than life figure." And then he got up to make the speech, and I'm watching him on the TV monitor. On the TV monitor, he is this incredibly powerful figure.
The anchor
of NBC News, the anchor man. And yet the reality was he's just a guy that you never would attribute that to. So the point being, he's amazingly telegenic.
Yeah.
What does it take to be a multi-million dollar per year anchor man on one of the three major networks.
Gotta look
in America.
Good. Same thing as it takes to be president anymore. You gotta look good.
Right. He looks good and he sounds good.
Yeah.
So isn't it hypocritical that suddenly we're expecting him to be 100% good?
Mm.
That the
or
guy
giving
is not entitled to make a mistake or embellish his career or believe his own hype to one degree or another, so much so that another hypocrite, in this case Tom Brokaw, would call for him to be fired?
Mm. You see how many different places you can go with conversations and what good talk radio people do with stories like this. Good example. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. We'll pause for a moment and continue on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get to Lumber Liquidator's spring flooring kickoff sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the spring flooring kickoff sale. Visit Lumber Liquidator's .com to find a store near you.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bobbly.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
All right, back with the Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Who is the real Terry Carter? Will you please stand up? And he can't stand up anymore, so There's a story behind the story on that one. Okay, next. We've been through Brian Williams. We've been through Suge Knight. The Carter, people are laughing or sort of chuckling about the fellow who's been nominated to be the new defense secretary, calling him Ashton Carter or Carter Kushner or whatever. But he does seem to have a moderate degree of credibility and seems to lack the same controversial roots that a lot of these characters do when they go up to be. He actually seems like he may even possibly know what he's doing.
Well, we have no way to know.
That's true.
I mean, you know, a new name is thrust upon us, and we have no way to know. It reminds me of the first time I ever heard of Sarah Palin. Do you remember that?
I remember seeing her and telling one of my colleagues on the air, I'm voting for her.
I remember you and I getting on this show saying, I never heard of her before.
Yeah, right. But she's good looking, so I'm voting for her. Yeah, we're foolish. We're all foolish.
We judged her on, you and I were praising what a powerful figure she seems to be.
Right.
What an exciting new person.
Until she opens her mouth.
but you see, you don't know.
No.
Now, the first thing that I looked into, I hear that this fellow, Ashton Carter, who sounds like every other name.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. You know, have we heard of him before?
Every bad guy on a bad political talk program, or I'm sorry, talk to sort of action-oriented television show. All of
exactly.
Them
are
become bad guys.
The G-Man, Ashton Carter. He is a physicist, from what I understand.
Yes, I heard that too, yeah.
He has a background in physics, which is a subject that I happen to personally be interested in. So I'm going to look into that, and I probably will judge him based upon what school of thought he subscribes to in physics.
Yeah. Well, and you can also judge him on whether he went to Northwestern or MIT. Which college do you go to? Does that mean, or Princeton or some place, or do you go to University of Pennsylvania? He gets judged by that, too. All right, we're running tight on time, and I want to get your thoughts on the three-parent baby situation. Woman presents her eggs, gives them to another woman, implanted, then the husband is going to impregnate those eggs. So we've got three people instead of two. I asked Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal counselor on our program, does the mother come back and say, I want my baby?
We're going to have to change our sociology and our laws tremendously in the coming decades and century. As we now understand biology and we understand the genes, and we are going to start to really mess around with what's considered to be nature. And, you know, when we mess around with nature, that's nature too, because everything we do is part of nature, and it might be built into our DNA that we're supposed to revamp our evolution. We're going into an incredibly complicated era of change on a very deep level. Can't answer that one quickly for you. I did the best I could.
Well, I think that there's one of the things that I'm enjoying, some stations now are presenting, there are three or four medical shows that are on the air, many of them on the weekend, that are really quite good, that have good hosts and they have good information. They're helpful to people with their regular medical problems, but they deal with these issues. I would love to ask one of the people that I have four doctors on the Good Day program during the week. I'm going to ask them all, frankly, in this next week, about the three-parent baby syndrome and what actually is going on physically. But there is the medical ethicists, which is a great combination of words. Medical ethicists will have a field day with this. Will they not? You can't do that in America. That's illegal. It's immoral.
It gets right back into there with cloning. It gets right back into there with stem cell research. Some people will say gay marriage, is not natural. There's a lot of questions here in terms of ethics, morals, science, and objectivity.
Yep.
And, of course, hypocrisy.
Yep. And then the final area that brings all of that around is the anti-vaccine controversy, which is number two this week. Pretty important item because of the measles and Disney. And, again, you go 87 different directions with this conversation, including the fact that the anti-vaccine controversy was started by somebody who lacked in credibility. But still, the story behind the story is that mercury, which is a very, very dangerous compound, is in still some of the vaccines that are used today, and it does cause autism and other things, but it's been taken out of most of them. The only reason it's still there is because the drug companies want to use it to prolong the life of what's the vaccine itself. So you can pay less for that vaccine and get the shot, or you pay more for the stuff that doesn't have mercury in it. And they don't tell you that at CVS or at Walgreens or any of these other stores. So anyway.
Crazy stuff.
It is crazy, but it's very stimulating, and we have good conversation going. And again, not all about politics, which is, I think, the future of what we are. And we're seeing it change. It's kind of cool. Michael Harrison, also a cool guy, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stapp.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time now for an overview of the information that we've presented this week on a lot of our talk radio programs, News Talk, and the influence of Talkers Magazine with their list of the top 10 every week. There are usually three or four items in here that have legal ramifications. They don't require legal clarification, but I think it's important sometimes to get a rendering just the same, because Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is one of my faves, is really very good at understanding and overviewing some of these issues. So I guess the first place to start, Steve, is with Suge. I got to make sure I pronounce his name right.
Yeah.
Suge Knight, the murder charge. Here's this guy who backs up, runs over to people, and then he makes sure he's finished off the job and runs over him again. And he says it was an accident. Meanwhile, we find out late in the week that one of the people that were killed was an actor named Terry Carter, who, if you go to IMDb, you would everybody will recognize this guy's face. Very affable, likable guy. And so he's dead, along with somebody else. So what is this guy up? Can he go to the chair, or he just goes away for the rest of his life? What happens to him?
Well, a lot depends. I mean, certainly his defense is going to be there was a fight, and he was trying to escape and accidentally ran over them.
But the video shows him not only backing over them, but running over them again.
Yeah, and, you know, it is the repeated that, you know, my grandmother used to call me her grandson the liar, and I'd say, no, Nana, that's lawyer, and she'd say not to correct her. So as a lawyer, I kind of admire people that can lie with a straight face, which Suge Knight's going to have a tough time putting forward a self-defense. And this is a guy who's already done prison time for violent crimes. He was also the guy that was, I believe, driving the car when Tupac Shakur was killed.
Right.
So he's got a lot going against him. He's going to have a hard time convincing a jury that he's a sympathetic figure, particularly in the manner that this is done. So, you know, is it something likely for a death penalty? Which state was this in? Was this
California?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was California.
California, I believe they still do have a death penalty, but I don't see him getting a death penalty, but I can see him going away for a long, long time.
Yeah. All right. So next item here, number five, the three-parent baby deal, where the eggs come from one mother, one woman. They are implanted in another, and the father thus impregnates his wife the normal way, but it's not her eggs. It's eggs from a different source. What kind of legal will, I mean, what happens if the mother who supplies the eggs decides she wants her baby?
Yeah, you know, this is something that is fascinating to me, and I teach a course in planning for non-traditional families, and we go a lot into reproductive technology. I mean, before it used to be a simple thing. If a woman gave birth to a baby, it was her baby. But they actually had a case in Massachusetts where a woman had similarly an egg transplant. She gave birth to a baby, and generally, a mother who has in these surrogate cases. They have 48 hours in which to decide to give up the baby or not. In this case, the woman said, I don't want to give up the baby. They said, it's not your baby. The biological connection is what makes it. And frankly, the laws haven't caught up with technology. In England, they actually do the three-person thing where they take the mother's egg and they take out some DNA, mitochondrial DNA, replace it with some others of another woman in order to prevent a particular birth defect. But here again, you know, what rights do these people have? And we need statutes because the judges are in over their heads on this one.
Right, as they are on a lot of other things as well. Number two item this week is the focus on the vaccines or the anti-vaccine cult or group.
Yeah.
The controversy about whether these vaccines are safe or not, or everybody ought to have them. Where does all this go?
This is a tough one, and this one, again, if you want to blame the Internet, particularly with the measles vaccine. The measles vaccine is absolutely safe. There is nothing wrong with it. There was one, and unfortunately, a crackpot guy in England who did a study that got picked up by a lot of people and parents choosing not to vaccinate their kids based on phony science. There is no doubt in the scientific community these are safe. Certain parents do have a right. If you've got a child that's undergoing chemotherapy, that is something where it's a dangerous situation with the vaccine. But this dead measles vaccine is not a threat. Measles is a health threat. And, you know, the government has got to do something about compelling this as a major health issue for people to vaccinate children with exceptions that have got to be narrowly defined.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.